You're listening to Leaders Portfolio, audiocast on leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, now in studio with the CEO of Gemini Group, Mr. Alan Dykstra. Gemini was founded in 1998. It's located in Gaithersburg, Maryland. It's a custodial services company for multi-unit residential communities and commercial buildings. Welcome, Alan, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you very much, Rebecca.
And I'm hearing your accent right away, so we might as well just tell folks you're from Evansville, Indiana.
Yes, I am.
And you run the following corporations: Gemini Group Service Corporation, Red Carpet Concierge, and Metropolitan Exterior Restoration.
That is correct.
So busy.
Very busy person. Very busy person. We cater to the commercial realtor sector of the Washington, D.C. and Baltimore markets.
And how did you decide that? Did you get into that? How did you get into this business? And then in
well, that's a very, very interesting question. I guess I didn't have formal college education, as most CEOs do. I have a very entrepreneurial spirit and always have. I was in the Air Force for a little bit over 6 years and deployed the MX missile out in Cheyenne, Wyoming, at F.E. Warren Air Force Base. And as an enlisted person, got out after that length of service, moved to Denver for about a year and a half, had a job in Denver that called for an awful lot of travel. I came to the D.C. area when the American Automobile Association moved its headquarters from Falls Church, Virginia, to Orlando, Florida, and was in charge of a large project there. The gentleman watched me, and he was one of the largest privately held janitorial companies in the area, and he offered me a job, and I moved to the Washington area at that time, worked for him for approximately 9 years, and then formed Gemini in 1998.
Excellent. And you said to yourself, I think I can do this better, or did you see a need in that market area?
I saw a need for the employees and the way that they were being treated. The union had just come into play in the D.C. marketplace. Now it's in Virginia and Maryland as well. I didn't see that they had really helped out the employee very, very much. I thought that we could do better. So what we did is we formed a company that really specialized in multi-unit residential services and really catering to their needs.
And how is the union affecting your business now?
It really has no effect on our business now at all.
Because I would imagine CEOs who have that as an effect versus don't. I mean, it would really affect your business.
What's really interesting in Washington, being from a Midwestern city, I've seen companies that are union and companies that are non-union in the same trade, and you had to be one or the other. What's interesting here in the Washington marketplace is you can be a union contractor as well as a non-union contractor working under the same name.
Interesting. And those are things you'd only learn once you're kind of involved in it.
Exactly.
And when you worked as a director of operations for a large regional janitorial firm, was that in this market?
Yes, it was. Okay. Yes, it was. They were based out of Bethesda, Maryland.
And that's where you probably learned a lot about what to do and what not to do.
That is correct. I had the basic cleaning skills down with being in the Air Force and having to undergo many IG inspections. But as far as the skills, the personnel skills, people skills with the employees, et cetera, a lot of that was learned here.
And you, and kind of what, do you have a philosophy about providing these services for folks? What makes you effective?
What makes us effective is, I think, the way that we treat our employees. We promote from within. The managers that I've had with me have been with me. One of them has been with me 17 years. Another one has been with me 14 years, et cetera, et cetera. So all of our promotions, from working level to supervisor to management, is all promoted up from within. We don't hire from the outside generally. We have it on one time when we hired in our vice president of corporate growth, but that would be the only occasion that we ever did that. And I think the main philosophy that we have in business is, what can we do to give? Not what can we get but what can we give? I honestly feel the more that we give, the more we get in return.
And one of the areas which you do give is you do proper care of natural stone and hardwood, which is something you realized was a need in this area.
Oh, definitely. When I first came to the area, I saw the way that different marble floors and natural stones were maintained in lobbies, and it was just done conventionally with layers of wax. Natural stone needs to breathe, and I was very familiar with the European techniques of honing with diamonds and bricks and different polishing compounds, and started to utilize them here in the Washington marketplace. And now you'll see most buildings in D.C. do not have wax on their marble floors and are treated in the same like manner.
How many clients do you have in this area? I mean, roughly.
I would say upwards of 100 clients in this area.
And is that something are you trying to grow, or are you trying to, in addition to serve the ones you have well?
Well, we have grown our business in a very unique way, and it's been through referral mostly, which is I started off with a 2-year non-compete, so I couldn't jump straight into the janitorial marketplace. So literally Jim and I was formed by walking door to door with brochures. What can I do for you in your home? And after the non-compete was up, then we just went after it gangbusters.
And you told me the year again, 1998.
Yes.
Founded in 1998. When did you have real growth?
I think we've had real steady growth starting around the fifth or sixth year is really when we started to take off, and our names started to get recognized, especially in the Baltimore marketplace, because there just weren't companies set up to do what we did.
What didn't work for you?
I can't think that anything really hasn't worked. We were able to, with a hardwood floor operation, you had just mentioned that, we actually formed a division in that first 2 years of non-compete where we took on the Home Depot hardwood floor installation contracts throughout the Washington metropolitan area. That actually jettisoned off, and we sold it as its own business. So I think anything that we've started through Gemini has worked very successfully, and we've been able to market to our same customer base. Everything we do is through commercial real estate.
So, I'm going to ask this question another way then. What bad leadership decisions have you made?
Oh, I think everybody makes bad leadership decisions every day. I think I've promoted people too quickly sometimes when I thought they were ready and they really weren't. I think that's going to be about it.
Okay. So people area.
Yes.
What is your leadership philosophy?
Again, I think the more that I can give, the more that I'll receive in return. We run a different type of organization than I've ever been involved with in my life. And it's one thing that I disliked when I worked for other people. And so I tried to incorporate what I disliked with working for other people and tried to put it in place where people wouldn't like to or dislike working for myself. And we hold meetings every Monday morning, and our whole management team is there, from admin, HR, corporate growth, our field managers from all the different companies that we have. And we lay everything out on the table. We let everybody know what's going on within the corporation, within the different companies, so everybody is well informed of what is going on, even if it doesn't pertain even to their sector of the business.
Excellent. And I got a Forbes business quote for you. This is from Paul D. Moody. The measure of a man is not the number of his servants, but in the number of people whom he serves.
Oh, I 100% agree with that philosophy. Again, it goes back to giving back, and the more you can give back to your employees, to society, to your home, the better off you're going to be, and the more you're going to get in return.
And have you had people in your life who've given back to you? Mentors, etc.
All the time. I have a business partner who joined me in 2000, and he's got his PhD in political science, and he's about 20 years my senior, and he's been a great mentor to me. He's getting ready to retire, and he's been a wonderful mentor to me.
Excellent. And I find that's common across a lot of our guests, that they've had some mentors and they've mentored. Is that something that you've gotten into, or are you starting to mentor young businesses?
I'm already mentoring our vice president of corporate growth to assume the presidency of Gemini once my business partner Tom Ingersoll leaves.
So, and you've got a couple of businesses going on. You just love starting businesses.
Well, again, it's with the same client base, and a lot of times it's referral. Our clients ask us to start these businesses. Red Carpet Concierge actually got founded upon the request of a janitorial customer, and they just liked the way that we treated our people. And they said, well, we don't like the way the other company, and you're in the people business. Do you think you can make the contacts and start something up like this? And I responded, give me a couple months and let me do some research. And we did the research, and we felt we could make a good run at it, and it became very successful. Same thing with Metropolitan Exterior Restoration. I had a lot of knowledge of natural stone, of impregnators, different things of that nature. And we were asked by customers, would you be interested on starting to do facades of buildings for us? And we said, sure.
Excellent. And so part of that is a CEO. And we were talking about this earlier in the show today, which is CEO has a plan, and then they leave the plan. And that's what makes them successful. Is that your thought?
It's diversification. Again, it's among the same client base with everything that we do, but it's diversification of your services. I think is key, especially in the economy that we're under now. If we had to rely on one particular business for our bread and butter, it would not be viable in the service industry in the economy that we're in now.
Alan, I want to say thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome.
And best of luck with all your different companies in the future. We're talking with the CEO of Gemini Group, Alan Dykstra.
Thank you very much.
Alan's interview will be available at leadersportfolio.com. That's at leadersportfolio.com. So you can listen to this interview, as well as dozens of other CEO interviews. Also, his bio and a link to his company website are all at leaders. That's leadersportfolio, plural. .com. And we want to thank you for visiting the site. I know a number of you have and gone to find out how to nominate a leader for our 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards. We have different categories, and this really grew out from you, the listener, as well as some of our CEOs saying, hey, listen, we know some companies we want to recommend who are incredible, need to get on the show. Well, the way all of our guests come on the show is they're selected by our research team, our Ivy League research team. And so it wasn't really an outlet. And so this awards program is created for an outlet for you to be able to nominate a business. You know, maybe it is somebody you heard on air already, or maybe it's your company, or maybe you know a rising leader. I particularly like this category. It's the rising business leader of the year, someone who's never been a CEO, president, chairman, principal, partner, or owner of a business. And that's to kind of encourage new leaders, young leaders. And so not necessarily young. You can be any age and still want to do that. But So those are our different categories. You can nominate or apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards at leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith. I want to thank these exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're trying to reach the business community directly or the leadership community, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. Thanking our senior producer, Dr. Ohlers. The production team, Miguel, Brian, Jennifer, Christine, Allison, and Sonia. Makeup, hair by Charisma White. Theme by CSH Entertainment. I enjoy speaking with you each week about leadership. This has been Rebecca Blacksmith asking you, what's in your portfolio?